one of the things that I talk about is the ancestral trauma that this conversation brought up for me. So one of the key points that I talked about was the way that sick and disabled people are being talked about, you know, brought up for me. I'm a second generation Holocaust survivor. My father was a hidden child in the Holocaust. You know, and he was actually in hiding at the same age as my son is now, which is just something I'm really sitting with, that my son being in quarantine in this moment. And that when my father was hidden as a child, the occupying Nazi forces, you know, killed sick and disabled people first and referred to us as useless eaters. And that was this term that really referred to this idea that we use too many resources and we're not productive in a capitalist sense. And that feeling of that language really pervading the way that sick and disabled lives are being talked about now. And all of the other prejudices that get caught up along with it, that the more multiply marginalized people are, the more easily it is for our lives to be discounted in this time, which feels like it's happening in this very real way. We're not just talking about being seen as disposable in an emotional way, but actually in terms of getting life-saving medical resources. So that is really one of the key points that I wanted people to take away with it. And all of our ancestral memories of other times in history when we've been treated as disposable, and how dangerous that is, not just for us, but for society as a whole, and how hard it is to come back from that.